This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Rekha Gupta will be the new Chief Minister of Delhi. The name was announced after Delhi BJP Legislative Party meeting in New Delhi yesterday. Rekha Gupta met Delhi LGV K. Saxena in Raj Nivas and staked claim to forming the new government. She won Shalimar Bagh seat in the recently held Delhi Assembly polls. She began her political journey through ABVP at Daulat Ram College, Delhi University in 1992. She became the president of the Delhi University Students' Union. Rekha Gupta has also served as the General Secretary of BJP Mahila Morcha in Delhi. She will take oath as the Chief Minister today at the iconic Ram Leela Maidan. The oath of office and secrecy will be administered by the LG at around 12:35 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, among others, are expected to attend the swearing-in ceremony. Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of around 20 states have also been invited to attend the event. Delhi Police has issued a traffic advisory in anticipation of large crowds. Meanwhile, several BJP leaders, including Home Minister Amit Shah and other union ministers, have congratulated her. Congratulating Rekha Gupta in a social media post, Home Minister Amit Shah said that he has full faith in Rekha Gupta. He added that BJP's new chief minister in Delhi will work with dedication in the direction of the resolution taken by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to make Delhi one of the top capitals of the world. Outgoing Delhi CM Atishi and AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal have also congratulated BJP leader Rekha Gupta on being selected as the new chief minister and expressed hope that she would fulfill all promises made during the election campaign. India and Argentina have signed a memorandum of understanding to strengthen cooperation in lithium exploration and mining. The agreement was signed during a meeting held by Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy with Governor of Catamarca, Argentina, Raul Alejandro Yalil, in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, the discussions focused on expanding cooperation in the mining sector, particularly in lithium exploration and investment opportunities. The Secretary of the Ministry of Mines and senior officials of the Ministry of Mines were also present in the meeting. Senior officials from both sides engaged in discussions on policy frameworks, regulatory aspects, and sustainable mining practices to ensure a mutually beneficial partnership. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will be on a two-day visit to Johannesburg, South Africa, from today to participate in the G20 Foreign Ministers' meeting. He is visiting at the invitation of Minister of International Relations and Cooperation of South Africa, Ronald Lamola. The External Affairs Minister's participation in the G20 FMM will strengthen India's engagement with G20 countries and bolster the voice of the Global South in this important forum. Dr. Jayashankar is expected to hold a few bilateral meetings in the margins of the Foreign Minister's meeting. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said several revolutionary initiatives have been taken by the central government to make the lives of rural citizens more comfortable. He added that these initiatives have provided new momentum to the country's economy. The minister was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the 77th session of the Executive Committee of the African Asian Rural Development Organization in New Delhi yesterday. India's National Technical Textile Mission is set to revolutionize the textile industry with the production of advanced fabrics that are not only durable and fire-resistant but also self-cleaning. Addressing the National Textile Conference organized at the Technological Institute of Textiles and Sciences in Bhiwani yesterday, Mission Director Ashok Malhotra said these innovative materials will soon be manufactured on a large scale. In the 9th edition of the ICC Champions Trophy, New Zealand defeated defending champions Pakistan by 60 runs in Karachi yesterday. Pakistan was chasing the target of 321 set by Kiwis in their opening ODI match of the trophy and could score only 260 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.